The following is a B-Man Studio production.
I'm Ben.
I'm Barry.
And this is Two Beers and a Microphone. Why do you always fuck that part up?
Oh, very young.
Wait, way to start the show.
Perfect. Perfectly done.
Thank you. How's it going, Barry?
Oh, not too bad.
You've got a little one.
Oh, I do, yes.
Now, last show, we were absolutely faking it.
We were.
We pre-taped that shit because we did not know when she was going to pop out. But
that's right.
You've got a beautiful boy.
I do. His name is Michael. And he's actually been around for some of my other podcasts that I do here on the B-Man Studios. Yeah, so he's been around here for a little bit. But
now, that's B-Man. For those that are looking up on iTunes.
iTunes, yes.
And you don't have a picture up.
Well, I gotta, you know, it took me 3 weeks just to figure out how to get the feed to iTunes.
You gotta get something on there.
Well, I have a picture, and I thought I had it loaded correctly, but for whatever reason, I don't have it coded right. I actually did a little home studio. I took one of my placemats, and I took my headphones.
Yes.
And then I put in between the headphones my iPod.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, that's a nice picture. And it actually did turn out kind of decently. But I got to figure out how to get it onto iTunes. So that'll be the next step.
Nice.
Yes. But we didn't come here to talk about that show.
No, we're certainly not.
We're here to talk about Two Beers and a Microphone.
2B1M.
2B1M. And we have some fun things to talk about.
Yes.
Of course, it's been such a long time since we got together.
From our perspective, absolutely.
And from the listener's perspective, about a week and a half. So it's good. It's been very good. And I do want to say hello to our listener abroad. We actually at least have one listener now.
We don't.
Abroad, yes. He hails from Scotland.
From Scotland.
Yes, and he is a friend. He is a friend of my cousin, and she's been listening to the show, and she hooked him up to the fact that there's this really crappy show.
Dude, you gotta. You don't have to listen to us just to appease this girl. You really don't, man.
No.
We know how much we suck. You don't need to let all the rest of Scotland know just how much we suck.
But if you want to, certainly start.
Please, yeah. Yes, well.
And he's given me a topic today.
Really?
Yeah, there's this list going
around. We have a topic from Scotland.
I think it's from, I think, the world. It's a worldly topic. What the topic is 58 names for the vagina.
58 names for the vagina.
And some of them you might be aware of.
Okay.
And some you may not be. Would you like to hear a couple?
Absolutely, but I just want to point this out. Yeah. The last time we took orders from someone in Great Britain, yeah, it's been a while.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Oh, what the hell was that? I think someone's breaking into the studios. No, don't worry. It's just my wife putzing around while we're recording.
She can't break in. That's not okay. All right, go ahead. Let's hear the Scottish vagina names.
Well, I think it's, again, I think it's world.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's no, this, these vaginas know no bounds.
Because I know in Scotland they call it the deep fried Snickers.
Really?
Oh.
Well, he was mentioning too about the pink stiletto.
Oh, okay.
Well, when we come to that, I guess maybe that's regional. I don't know. I thought it was a shoe, but.
Yes.
So the first one is called the cat flaps.
The cat flaps?
Cat flaps, plural. I like just cat flap. That's kind of cool.
All right. Okay. Let's continue on.
Number two is the ass mate. Not so fun. No.
No.
Fur burgers, number three.
Oh. Wait. Some of these are. I'll just have to point this out.
Yeah, please.
Because the majority of our listeners are female, I will have to just apologize right up front for the fact that we are. Some of these are going to be cruder than others.
Oh,
but what's nice about this is for those women out there that don't like referring to their genitalia quite as much as men like referring to theirs.
Sure.
Here's, I mean, there's plenty of penis names out there, and we, goodness knows, you know, there's some fun ones out there, which makes it fun. So this is our attempt, really, to make it fun to refer to the women's nether regions, which we feel should be celebrated just as much as men's.
I celebrate them every single day.
There we go. All right.
And just a quick aside, I mean, certainly we would encourage our female listeners to actually come up with their own names.
Yes.
Gladys. you know, Mavis.
Bertha.
Leona. Things of...
Or perhaps Orchid, if you like something more exotic.
Yes. Email
anything but saffron,
and you can email us your names of your vagina. Well, I guess not plural, because you would probably. You can email us the name of your vagina at 2B1M email.
If you got two, we'd want to know that too, though.
At gmail.com. That's probably on some kind of Geraldo Rivera show. Number four is called Bunky. Bunky.
Bunky's kind of fun.
Yeah, sounds like a thing you might do camping.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. Bunky. That's about as fun as tits.
Tits.
Tits and Bunky.
Well, the tits was in the old George Carlin routine. And the new cheese tits and sesame tits and tater tits. And I don't know. Number five is Coochie. Number six is Muff. We think we've all heard that. Seven, of course, Pussy. Eight. Eight.
What? Sorry, the fact that you're doing this in your stylized radio voice,
yes,
and you're glossing over the ones that are completely revolting.
Number eight, Grumble.
Mm.
Sounds like something you might make during the fall harvest season. You pick some apples and make a nice apple grumble.
No, you did not just put that image in my head. Let's keep going.
Hoo-ha, we've heard of that. Poonanny.
Yep.
Number 11 is the beef curtains.
No. Nope.
Number 12 is the chuff.
No, actually, that is kind of cute. That's, you know.
Hi, chuff.
I could see... Anything you could actually substitute as a pet's name is actually kind of fun.
Yeah, I agree.
Chuff is all right.
I agree. Yeah. The Wonder Down Under. That's kind of lame.
Although that's what they used to call me. Now I'm kind of ashamed of it.
The Wonder Down Under?
Now the Wonder Down Under.
Is that when back when you were wrestling?
It was. It was back... It was back in my days of I got nowhere to go with all that. Right. I'm sorry. Let's keep going.
Maybe they called you this instead. The cock holster.
The cock holster. Yeah, that's great.
Not so much. Yeah. Back to my radio name, Gash. I've always Gash. Yeah, Gash.
No, that's just too weird.
It is a beaver. Well, we've all heard of a beaver. Yeah. Now this number 17's odd. Fanny.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the fanny was your ass.
No, not in Great Britain and not.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Great Britain, it turns out, you can get a lot of trouble for referring to it as your fanny pack.
So if you were to wear one of those fanny packs over in the old
GB. Do not ask someone to sit down on their fanny unless, of course, they have one. And then even then, they'd look at you kind of
funny. Actually, now that we're talking about that, that does sound familiar. Have we talked about fanny before? Maybe not.
I don't know, but right. Fanny... You shouldn't be referring to it as...
I feel like David Letterman. And number 17, the cooter.
That's fine.
Yeah, we've heard of that. Mm-hmm. This one is Burgina. The Burgina.
For those of you that don't think ver?
B as in boy, E-R-gina.
Never heard of it. See, in Vermont, we call it the Virgina.
Do we? Or is it just you?
I liked how innocent you looked at me. Like, do we really? Should I?
I mean, I've been here my entire life. Should I make a
mental note on that?
Yeah, you and I are both Vermonters, but I've been here longer than you have. Okay.
And it's because you've never been around much Virginia. I'm just saying.
That's true. I can only probably count on one hand, but that's just me. By the way, earmuffs, Sarah. Earmuffs. That's not her name.
Here, no, I know. Here's the thing, though. I could count it on one hand, but I can't because all the venereal disease that I have has actually coated my hand with enough sores that you can't really see the hand.
I never look at your hands too closely, but remind me not to give you a shake. How about the Hush Puppy, number 20?
Hush Puppy, I've heard. Yeah.
Southern Belle.
Mm-hmm.
This one, for some reason, this next one is the one you don't say. But I'm going to say it. And so, again, if I offend, the hell with you. Cunt is number 22.
Well, yes.
Why is that one so offensive, though?
It's only offensive here.
Let's talk about that.
It's only offensive here.
I use it all the time. And
do you?
I mean, I use it, like, all the time.
Well,
Not to people's faces, like around the house when the kids aren't around. I will use that one quite a bit.
Really?
When I'm watching TV, I'll see something on
TV.
Well,
you could very well be British. Because in Great Britain, they go around and they call each other cunts all the time. You're such a cunt.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's like exchangeable with jerk.
Oh. Cunt and jerk, sure.
But possibly a little stronger. So something like, oh, you're just a shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's something that gives you a twang, but doesn't have much power. Around here, there's a lot of power in the C word, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just a quick aside, so while I was spending a lot of time on paternity leave, doing a lot of watching of television, because basically, you know, when you're not changing diapers and helping get the baby to the breast,
yeah. You
do a lot of watching a TV. And I think it's a local commercial, so if you're from out of town or in Scotland, you may not get this commercial. But apparently, the governor of Vermont, there's this health bill that he's trying to pass,
Yeah. Universal
health care for the state of Vermont. And, of course, the anti-health care folks are coming up with these advertisements. Well, the TV commercial starts out with this woman sitting at this table, and she's just a bitch right from the word go. And maybe you've seen it. I don't know. But she's talking about how, you know, Governor Shumlin is basically shoving this down our throats. And at the end, her slug line is something like, it's not right and it's not fair. And she just gives a look like she's a cunt. And I don't think she's acting. And so I constantly, like every hour on the hour, this commercial would run. And I'd be like yelling at the TV, you cunt. So that's just my little side of the word cunt.
A disclaimer, 2B1M does not wish to offend its majority female listeners. Please disregard what Barry has just said.
I think that was done with number one, the cat flaps.
No, the meat curtain. Now, the come meat. On. That's
the beef curtains, yeah.
Beef curtain, that's right.
How about the honey pot? That sounds nice.
The honey pot's nice. That's good. That's a good one.
The axe/hatchet wound.
Okay.
That sounds kind of rough. Cherry pop.
Mm.
Flower, the vertical smile, the bearded oyster.
The cherry pop sounds particularly interesting.
It does.
I like that one.
But I might be concerned that cherry pop may only be around for a couple.
Can I read one of those sheets?
Oh, please do. I should have offered you your...
Oh, my. Oh. Oh, dear.
We left off, Benji, by the way, number 29.
Number 20... Really? So I'm right on cue. Yeah. The hooch, the panty hamster, the bearded clam, the honeysuckle, the vertical bacon sandwich, the lick me please, the passion fruit, the minge?
Minge, M-I-N-G-E?
Yes.
The minge.
The minge.
Greg, help us out with that one if you know what that is.
The minge. The crotch? Well,
we all know, isn't that the region? It's the
that
crotch.
Is the region. I think if you were to label that particular thing the crotch, you would be wrong.
Well, because we have a crotch as
well.
We
all have crotches.
Yeah,
it's region.
Yeah.
The nookie, the quim, the pink taco, the...
would you go to Taco Bell and order the pink
the
taco?
The vajayjay. Really?
I've heard vajayjay? Of that one. Yeah, I heard that
okay. The slash, the snatch, the Velcro triangle, the tongue magnet. Let's just get back to this Velcro triangle. I think if you are fucking somebody that has something, you know, that looks like a Velcro, it doesn't matter. There's always two parts to a Velcro, and the other part sucks.
Do you remember those games and when we were like kids, like little balls you'd throw at, like little Velcro balls you'd throw? I can imagine like throwing balls at someone's crotch and having them stick the Velcro crotch.
The tongue magnet, the vag, the beef box, the slit, the twat, the poontang. The Bermuda Triangle, mud flaps, poon, bikini, bazinket, bazink, bazinket, bazinket.
That sounds over the pond kind of way.
The hole and the box. And sir, would you please finish us up with the last two?
I hold in my hand the last two. The hairy goblet.
Ooh.
And the cha-cha. Would you drink from a hairy goblet? Probably not.
No.
No.
No. No.
Now that we've done the list here, let's kind of diverge a little bit, because I think we don't want to be too one-sided. When it comes to hair, if you ever get a hair on your food when you're eating out, what do you do? Have you ever? You must have encountered a hair on your food whilst eating at a restaurant.
You know, I have, and I just pick it out of the food and throw it on the floor and keep eating.
You do.
I don't care.
Yeah, me too.
It's not a biggie.
But
I have, on occasion, when I've really gotten something stuck in my teeth and I'm all by myself and no one's looking, I've plucked a body hair and used it as dental floss.
Really?
I have.
Your hair is that strong.
Well, let's put it this way. I haven't done it near my penis. And I would assume that would be probably better than the strand that I used from not my own head, but in my armpits.
Hmm.
Now, it does give a subtle taste.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it.
It's like
but
flossing with BO.
I have plenty of armpit hair. I can pluck a nice long armpit hair out and use that as dental floss. And if I'm all by myself and there's no one looking, sure, why not?
It's nice that you're that conscientious to your dental hygiene when you're not around anybody else.
You know, there's just sometimes when you got a little something stuck between your
teeth. Sometimes you have something stuck between your teeth now. maybe that's your meat curtain. I don't know.
That's... Oh, God. What happened to Muff Muff or, you know...
Yeah, Muff wasn't on the list, was it?
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Oh, was it? We just kind of...
Puffy or... Cherry pop. Those are fun terms.
You liked the cherry pop, didn't you?
I did like the cherry pop.
It does. It sounds intriguing. Yeah.
Speaking of intriguing, we're both drinking the same thing.
We are. Well, it's a special time of year, and a special beer requires.
This is we're going a little foreign. We're going all the way to Maine for our beer this time.
Yeah.
And this is Shipyard Applehead.
Yes, this is the companion to the fall classic, which I call a classic, Shipyard's Pumpkinhead.
Mm.
And I don't believe you like the Pumpkinhead, though, if I remember.
Yeah, I seem to vaguely remember. Although, you know, it's like anything else. You'll try it year after year and go, "Oh, I hate this," and then forget and do it again.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, again, it has some cinnamon. I can take the cinnamon perhaps notes in here.
Yeah,
an apple pie-y.
It's not a bad beer. It's kind of, sort of like a hard cider meets a beer. It's more beery than hard cider, though.
It is. Yeah, I was expecting a little more hard cider, and I do like a hard cider. But yeah, I heard other people talk about apple ales before, and I never had one. And this was given as a gift, and I never look a gift horse in the mouth. Or
you should never look a meat curtain in the mouth either.
No. Well, Jesus, no. And boy, if your meat curtain smells of meat, you probably want to stay away from it, is my guess.
Is this to all our lesbian listeners out there? You just give them a little heads up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I don't think any lesbian would listen to us, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the attraction is for listening to us, period, but I think if you're a lesbian, there's so little that we have to say that's interesting.
Probably the balance was tipped with this list we read today, though.
Is that right?
I think if any lesbian was on the cusp of listening or or not, this may have pushed them one way or the other. I could see them being intrigued. I could see maybe some being intrigued and some being completely...
You know, I had such utter disrespect for those two assholes, and yet...
And then they came up with 58 names for my...
for my
privates.
Nether regions. And now, gosh, I've just changed my mind.
Yeah.
Or they're really good guys, deep down inside.
I think we are. I think we're really good guys who just like to have fun. And Cyndi Lauper should have sang about that. Instead of girls like to have fun, really good guys who like to have fun.
No. I have discovered what Vermonters do when we don't have any fucking snow on the ground for an entire winter.
What's that?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
We hang out and we get angry. We get deeply, deeply angry. nobody's got any, you know, extra funds in their pocket because, right. of course, all the snow towns that make their money off of the tourists are all dried up, and people just start staring at one another, you know, a little too long. They clench their fists. They yeah. spit on the ground. You know, they get somewhat agitated. Now, of course, in Vermont, we don't tolerate violence, so that shit don't happen.
Of course not. And by the way, if you hear a baby in the background, it is in fact a baby. So go ahead.
You know what it is? It's Barry's unfortunate wife who doesn't always quite hear what you're trying to tell her to do. So Barry will order like, yeah, honey, can I? And I don't know why you're ordering something. She's not a waitress. She's your fucking wife. She's but he'll order something through his wife. Like, honey, can I have a glass of water with a twist of lemon? And she'll hear a twist of lemon. So in the background, sometimes you'll just hear this. And she will twist a lemon into his water, and this will be all bloodied and shit.
Yeah,
and then Barry just looks at it and go, you know, really, honey, really?
I mean,
lemon.
Where do you find lemmings around here? So she's killing off, you know, basic lemmings that
have migrated. And he'll describe to her. He'll be like, honey, it's yellow, and she'll be like, don't be racist. And it's got nothing to do with race.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't listen. She just doesn't listen.
She doesn't. And thank God she's not listening now. Yeah, she tolerates this little endeavor of me, but I don't know how far. But and every time I try to get her to come in and answer, like I felt like I should have asked her about a couple of those names. But if it would have just been a waste.
Which one do you prefer, honey?
Yes, that's true.
On air.
I don't know. I don't know if she wouldn't be able to tell you one. I don't think. I can imagine that she would just be indifferent.
Women don't like to refer to their nether regions. They don't like to.
I don't understand.
They don't like to draw attention to it.
If you name your car, you should name your penis, or you should name your vagina, or whatever.
Really, what's your name for your penis?
My name?
Yes.
Whitey.
Whitey? Really? How about that?
Yeah.
Because of course it's probably anything but when it's all erect.
White?
Well,
I mean,
it's doing its job. It's probably beet red, or
I guess I don't ever look at it very that closely in depth.
Is that right?
To see if it changes color.
See, I've taken out at least a couple of my ribs to inspect it closely.
Really? I can imagine you could take a picture of yours, post it on the internet.
I imagine I could.
Maybe if our listeners
have.
Yeah. Just don't put that on Facebook.
No,
I can imagine that would be trouble. That would be trouble. Yeah.
Facebook would take it down. They've got all kinds of sensors.
See, honestly, I mean, the things I see on Facebook, why not take down all the fucking Castleville requests and all the Farmville bullshit? I don't care about that stuff. You know how cluttered my Facebook.
You want to see, basically, you want to see penises. You want to see some breasts, some vaginas.
I'd like to see the latter two. I'm not really hankering to see any cock on Facebook.
Oh, but you are. You want to see a cock enter a vagina.
Maybe one that's
or
infected.
An ass. You want to see the hard cock, a big one too, a girthy fucking thing, enter a woman. Yes, you do.
Well, I don't know.
That makes you half gay.
Well, I think it makes me more than half of that was true, yes. But I'm just saying, you know, all the bullshit on Facebook, that's more offensive to me than seeing genitalia.
Well, I think this has to do with, you know, what we view as moral, right? So Farmville is a moral thing because you're talking about a farm.
It's wholesome. It's a spam. It's a crap.
But it's based on a farm. How could it possibly be wrong if it's farm-based?
Well,
it's wholesome.
I think it sucks is what I think. If I were to go, let's do this. I'm actually going to go to my Facebook right now, and I'm going to look at at how many app requests.
He's not kidding, folks. He actually is right now.
I have 20 different game requests right now.
You know, you can block that shit. It doesn't have to show up in your feed.
Well, you'll have to show me how to do that.
You don't know how to do that?
I don't think I do.
Oh, my God. I'm going to open you up.
Look at this bullshit. Look at this bullshit on here. God damn bullshit. I have over 20. And how do I tell? Oh, Hidden Chronicles. Bullshit. Zynga Slingo. Bullshit.
Yeah, you can hide all that shit, dude.
Well, then Blackwood Bell Mysteries.
If everyone had that shit on their news feed,
yeah,
they'd go crazy and they wouldn't use the service. So Facebook does allow you to you know, get rid of that shit and just get to the status updates, which is all people really want to know.
Anyway. Well, thank Christ. Okay, I've got to get my head out of that.
You on the ever addictive Words with Friends?
No, I don't like Words with Friends. I actually have that as an app on my iPod Touch.
Yeah.
I'm more into Hanging with Friends.
Okay.
But I have Words with Friends, but I don't
play. I'm not familiar with Hanging with
Friends. You have to check out Hanging with Friends. Maybe you and I
can. Is it Hangman?
It's basically Hangman, yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of fun.
Well, Words with Friends is, you know,
it's Scrabble.
Scrabble. And it's decent. I can see why Alec Baldwin would be thrown off a plane for it. It's decent. It's a decent program.
It's a fun game. I was playing that for a while, and then it kind of got slow. And like, I had to keep doing all kinds of updates, and it's like, fuck it. Screw it.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you're sitting there jacking off and you have to pause because you have to, you know, do your play in the game and then continue on, you don't want to take sessions between, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm jacking off, I'm looking at this midget on the television and God, I'm almost there, and then
bloop, bloop.
Fuck. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking myself, all right, Giver. G-I-V-E-R. Damn it, I don't have an R. Shit. And you just go just fucking nuts, and then you gotta, all right, shuffle. Oh, okay. Damn it, I'll just go with you know, whatever. And then so you go or something like that, right? Something lame. Something that people are going to look at and be like, "God, you were a son of a bitch, you know, for doing that." And then you get back to the midget, and by that time, man, it's flopped down. It's no good, and you're like, "Shit," you know? And now your hand smells like must, and the air just is like man juice air, right? And your television's got this fucking naked midget doing two guys at once. And you're thinking to yourself, you're like, what have I become? Instead of finishing, you're thinking, what have I become, Barry?
Wow. I'm still back at, you know, naked midget. And I'm like, really? I guess midgets need love, too.
Well, they do. And if you think about it, midget muff is this whole other thing.
It's like a little mini muffin.
Well, you can't, you know, I don't think a midget can really house a girthy fuck. You know, it's
I don't
know. Pencil dicks, which is probably why I'm masturbating to it, because I myself have one.
Maybe. I would say, I guess that's a good question to ask. But my opinion is that midget genitalia would probably be the same size.
Is that right?
Yeah, I would say there'd be no difference.
Hmm.
Do you think just because they're smaller means they have a smaller vagina?
I would think so.
Really? I don't know.
I would think so.
I'm inclined to think that she might have a normal-sized vagina.
She's going to have normal-sized tits?
Of course. Just.
She's going to have normal-sized tits?
I think so.
She's going to have big old, like,
I'm trying to think,
you know,
of all the
C-cup breasts
I bet
on a midget's body.
She just. They're to me, they're more just short than they are, like, not everything else.
I don't know, man. C cups on a midget would be.
How about D cups?
That would. They would have four legs. You'd be walking on all fours, dog.
Her back would be bent like a question mark.
You don't want to see that, man. You don't want to.
That's true.
You know. It's nice as you never take a heavy fall.
Get dual passenger airbags.
No, I'm pretty sure that they're, you know, the smaller the midget, the smaller the vagina.
Really?
I'm.
Well, if there's any medical doctors out there listening to us, and I say that very tongue in cheek,
we really need to know. This is not a joke. We need to know.
2B1M email at gmail.com. Send us a message. We want to know. And
even if it's in Scotland. You know,
oh, sure.
Even I want to know if Scottish midgets have small vaginas. You're not telling me that there's not somebody you know. There's somebody who knows in Scotland.
Well, I'm sure there's someone that's been with a midget that probably is listening to us right now. And so if you've been with a midget, and well, because I mean, full sized folks have bred with midgets before, so they have to be able to reproduce.
my God.
And can you imagine?
Well, they're on TLC all the damn time. Maybe
I have
you can
seen
just watch that.
Yes. Little People, Big World. What a fucking crock of a show that is. Jesus.
Don't they have spinoffs now, too? And they got...
It's like crazy.
Midget City.
It's worse than the fucking Duggars. Jesus. I think... I don't know. Don't get me started on those fucking Duggars.
No.
They got 1,000 kids now. Whenever they travel, they have to take 2 coach buses.
Sure.
Because of all the
Wouldn't
kids.
Wouldn't you? I mean, that's... You want to bring the whole fam.
If I get past 4, I'm going to cut my dick off. I'm sure as shit not have that many kids.
If you get past 4, does that mean that you guys are considering...
No, I'm just giving myself one leeway.
I caught you.
Giving myself.
You are considering a 4.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, I'm going to tell your wife it's on, man. No. I'm going to tell her it is on.
After the... again, we're past the sleepless kind of night portion. We're getting up a couple times the night, but... There is no way we're going back to that parade anymore.
I don't know, man, until the deed is done.
Yeah, well, I'm building my CTO time up so I can have the procedure done. Because I want to be able to enjoy the day off. So I'm going to schedule the appointment so I can have a day to rest, to hear myself. So I got to build some CTO time up at work.
You could need as much as a weekend, to tell you the truth. It depends on the
guy. Weekend? Well, if I do it on a Thursday and take a Thursday and Friday off, it'll give me some time just to relax and watch the Today Show.
Yeah.
And then Price is Right.
Hang on your couch. Price is Right. Put your feet up.
Yeah. Now, what I've been told is that the green peas are the best...
You know what? I tried that.
Didn't work?
No.
Everyone I talk to say the peas, a bag of peas is my best friend.
Well, because it's form-fitting, but when the peas, when they defrost, it's just, nasty.
Now, do you
frozen.
Cook the peas afterwards?
Well, then you're...
Pea soup?
That's pea soup, man. In so many different ways that you don't want it to be.
So what did you use? Brussels sprouts?
No, man. You just use an ice pack.
An ice pack. Okay.
If you use an ice pack, I mean, shit, they give you, they can give you some heavy shit. They can give you some Vicodin or some Oxycontin if you want.
Well, I think we need to stop. Actually, I'm looking at the clock here. We're just about over time. I don't want to get started on this and not be able to finish. So I think we should pause this. I have
some
questions.
We'll turn on the midget porn.
Yeah,
we'll finish this out, baby.
I have some questions I want to ask you. Next episode, we'll get together and remind me. I want to talk about... the procedure, what I have to get ready for so I can psych myself up.
You got it, bud.
Okay. Until then, y'all take care now. You hear? That was lame.
That was lame.
How about you start? You start and I'll finish.
Okay. Oh, God!
That wasn't exactly what I meant.
No, that wasn't. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry for your floor.
Yep. Bye.